China plans to boycott a new European Union tax on airline carbon emissions. The country's biggest airlines say it'll cost them too much, but the EU says that fines for non-compliance will be even steeper, and it's looking like the start of a trade war. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
As part of the EU's efforts to combat global warming, it's brought in a law this year to charge foreign airlines for carbon emissions. Carriers that flout the law will be fined $125 for each tonne of carbon dioxide emitted above the airline's allowance, and multiple offenders can even be banned from entering the region. China, however, doesn't want any part of it. Hong Lei is a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry.
Many countries are against the European Union's actions. We hope that Europe can take a cautious and realistic attitude and act carefully and properly consult related parties, including China, to resolve this issue.
America isn't happy either. Last month in the European Court of Justice, the US argued the tax violates climate change and aviation pacts, but it lost its bid to have the tax blocked. Overnight, the EU spokesman on climate action, Isaac Valero Ladron, maintained the scheme is justified.
Our law breaches no principle of international law. I mean, it's like if a Chinese want to do business in Europe, like, let's say, open a restaurant or something, they have to comply with the health and safety requirements. This is not that different. If you want to operate in Europe, you have to respect the law. You have to respect the environmental law.
Andrew Herdman is the Director General of Asia Pacific Airlines. He says Europe is riding roughshod over the international aviation market.
Many countries, America, China, India and others have placed their objections on record. This was discussed in the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is the arm of the United Nations responsible for aviation policy. And there were more than 140 foreign governments took exception to the way in which Europe was approaching it, but Europe has gone ahead regardless, which is why we're now hearing threats of retaliation, and there is a real risk of a trade war.
Mr. Herdman says the aviation industry is committed to environmental sustainability, but he says no scheme should be imposed without the consent of foreign governments.
That's why you're hearing very high-level objections from Hillary Clinton and others to the fact that they see their sovereignty being infringed. And this needs to be resolved, in our view, through political dialogue. The European Court of Justice found in favour of the European Commission, but foreign governments are unpersuaded by that and are still putting more and more pressure on Europe.
And that was Andrew Herdman, Director General of Asia Pacific Airlines, speaking there to Rachel Brown.